BC residents are being asked to prepare themselves and their properties as wildfire activity is set to increase with a forecast calling for more lightning and a continuation of high temperatures. Cliff Chapman, Director of Operations for BC Wildfire Service, and Bowen Ma, Minister of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness for BC, updated media on the current wildfire situation. Ma advised residents to have a grab-and-go bag packed, to fire smart homes and properties, and keep insurance up to date. "I do believe that we are on the precipice of a very challenging 72 hours," said Chapman. Chapman and Ma also provided some updates on the current wildfires. The Tite Creek and Shetland Creek wildfires near Spence's Bridge have now merged. The fire is being referred to simply as the Shetland Creek wildfire and is a fire of note after fire activity overnight escalated rapidly due to high winds. Tactical evacuation of residents and crews overnight were required, as the fire moved rapidly through the narrow valley, exhibiting rank 4 and 5 fire behavior. The fire behavior ranking scale only goes up to 6, and fires normally exhibit lower activity overnight as relative humidity increases and temperature drops. Unstable air, however, caused high winds to push the combined flame front as the fires merged, and created a very volatile situation. Chapman said about 55 firefighting personnel are assigned to the fire, as well as structural protection crews. An incident management team is currently transitioning into overseeing the fire this morning. While the situation in the Venables Valley is very dynamic, there has been no known structures lost, reporters were told during the regional media update. They were reluctant to provide numbers of properties evacuated at this point, as those numbers are expected to continue changing rapidly. As of the time of the press conference on July 18, 76 properties were on evacuation order, 54 were on alert. Late Wednesday, July 17, the Thompson-Nicola Regional District, TNRD, issued evacuation order for 72 properties in the Venables Valley due to the Shetland Creek fire. The Cook's Ferry Indian Band, north of Spence's Bridge, also issued an evacuation order Wednesday. Overnight, the priority was evacuation of residents in Venables Valley, with a tactical team on the ground knocking on doors to ensure everyone's safety. As of Thursday morning, BC Wildfire notes the Shetland Creek wildfire has grown to 4,989 hectares. TNRD Manager of Communications Colton Davies told Black Press Media the evacuation of Venables Valley was one of the smoothest he has ever seen. "It is a tight-knit community and they deserve a lot of credit," he said, adding the community is also very fire smart. A heat wave continues, while a special air quality statement was issued Thursday due to fine particulates and wildfire smoke for the South Thompson region. Smoke is also visible in Williams Lake. "There is lightning forecast to move through the northwest of the province today," said Chapman, "with the possibility of some precipitation." He said while it is unlikely to be enough rain to knock down fire activity, it could help to delay fire starts from the lightning. The province is asking for additional firefighting support, with some personnel en route from overseas, and more requested, however, Chapman said there may not be more resources available in North America at this time. They do have two additional air tankers en route to the province, however. For the most up-to-date fire information, go to BC Wildfire. CA and report any wildfires by calling *5555 from a cell phone or 1-800-663-5555. More to come with files from Barbara Roden.